All right, so spoiler alert, Halloween 4 is on in here. It's on AMC, and I have not seen these movies.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Myers, as I'm finding out, bad guy.
Yes.
But he doesn't kill kids.
No.
So even the worst of the worst has a line.
Yes.
I always find that fascinating. Like, whoa, 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 that'd be too much. Can't go there. I'll do anything else, not the kids.
If you know the top four, which is basically Freddy, Jason, Michael, and if you want to throw Leatherface in there, or like Scream, or any of the names that you know, they don't kill kids. Well, kinda, and they don't kill animals.
Oh, great!
Yeah, except for Michael Myers, he eats dogs.
He eats dogs.
Yeah, that's what he eats.
Pretty big exception there,
right?
Except for Michael Myers, he eats
but I don't think
dogs.
Yeah.
They're eating the dogs.
Yeah. Yep.
Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I have a question we asked about Justin Fields. I want to ask it about Russell Wilson in a minute here. But, all right, to make a horror movie, and I'm not an expert like you are, I think there's certain things you need to have, right?
Mm-hmm.
Bad guy.
Yep.
Hot chicks.
Yes.
I think generally you got to have the hot chicks.
Yes.
You got to have characters that are built up enough to like, but are not really like super important, so you can kill them off.
Well, and the one character that you hate that you want to see die.
Yes.
You need that person that was like, oh, I can't. When is that happening? When are they going to get him? Get him out of here. He's so annoying.
What else do we need for the perfect Halloween movie?
Woods.
Got to have the woods.
Yes. If we're talking like 80s, you know, if you wanted to make a nice 80s, you need woods. You need a killer, a stalker. You need
incompetent police force.
Yes.
All the time. Police force doesn't know their ass from a hole in the ground.
Yes. You need like branches on the ground. So everybody falls all the time because everybody seems to fall because they're probably nervous of running.
You need generally incompetent like main characters. Like we're watching in this, the mom's driving Michael Myers on the, he's right behind me. Michael Myers on top of the vehicle and she's swerving all over the place. Hey, lady, slam on the brakes.
See, like, that's the funny thing is, because you can say that because you're watching a movie, but you never know how you would react in a situation like that.
I'm slamming on the brakes.
How would you react in such a tense situation?
Listen, you slam on the brakes. I know Michael Myers is badass and all, but that's inertia. He gonna keep going. You stop, you're going 50 miles an hour, you slam on the brakes, he's gonna continue forward at 50 miles an hour. He ain't that strong.
You missed the end of the scene, though. They did break.
They did break, but then you have to worry about, so say it's your kid that's in the front seat. What if they go through the windshield?
Oh,
so
that's right.
Just slam.
You know what, Doran, you're right, because the kid wasn't buckled in.
Right.
The kid's on the floorboards there.
Mm-hmm. Can't just, you know, react. So there's a lot of things that I think people are like, yeah, why wouldn't you do this? But you don't know unless you're in that situation how you would actually react.
Fair enough.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is coming from a guy who once called 911 on his mother-in-law because I thought she was trying to kidnap my wife.
I think if you want to make a very, like a scary horror movie, to me, if I were to make one, which I probably will by time that my time's up here on Earth, I will write a script. Like I will keep it as real as possible and believable as possible. Because like whenever you see a monster, like it's like fake. Like if like I would make it so real
with you
that it could happen.
Yeah. What was the movie we were watching yesterday where Michael Myers is in space?
Jason.
Jason.
Jason X.
Same deal. Yeah.
Yeah. He was in space. Like, that's dumb.
That doesn't scare me.
No.
Never going to be in space.
No.
And if I was, I'd be scared enough as is.
Right. And so it was in, like, year 2120.
Yeah.
100-some years from now.
Yeah, that doesn't get me. You're right. You need
a
villain. Like The Shining. That'll get me. Realistic.
Kinda. Is it?
What's not realistic?
I mean, it's, you know, it's like haunted stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but, like, exorcism stuff can get me because you can squint, you can feel it, you can see it.
Mm-hmm.
But when there's a monster, nah.
Nah. Like Michael Myers is supposed to be scary because he was a real person. Like he was a kid.
Right.
That lost his mind, was in a psych ward, and was only supposed to be like 6 foot, 180 pounds. He was never meant to be like this imposing figure. Was just like your neighbor that was a kid that freaked out and now the house is still there because nobody wants to live in it. And he was in a psych ward, then he broke out of a psych ward, and he's looking for his sister. And you're in his way.
See, that is scary.
Right. It's a simple concept.
But if he had six arms, not as scary.
Right.
Something like that. Texter, Matt Canada, without a doubt, the sheriff of that police force. He already rocks the straw hat. Would never happen on Arthur Smith's watch. Arthur Smith could be a police chief in a small town.
He really could. He could be a Hopper in Stranger Things.
Are we getting another one of those?
Yeah, it's coming out soon, next year.
Let's go. Yeah. I thought it usually came out around this time of the year.
So did I.
Halloween time. Yeah.
Those are good.
Texter, wait, what? Called 911 on your mother-in-law, Baxter? I told a million times.
Yeah.
One time I thought she followed my wife home. My wife called me all freaked out. We had an alley behind our house where we used to live, and I ran outside with a kitchen knife to scare the assailant away. They drove off. I called 911, and then my mother-in-law called us and was like, hey, why were you running out back? It was very weird. I just drove away. Mm-hmm.